Welcome to Keith Knight. Don't tread on anyone. This is the case against the minimum wage. I want to start off with a moral case. My general principle is two consenting parties have the right to engage in any peaceful exchange. In other words, you might not like the fact that one person and another spend 10 hours a day together, being unproductive, being stupid, not really benefiting society, or they're doing something you just don't like. They're reading about ideas you don't approve of. People still have the right to spend their time doing what they want because they own their life. So if you take the idea of a gay couple, whether or not you approve or disapprove of homosexuality or have negative ideas about what the long-term effects could be if a society embraces it, they still have the right to engage in any activities they want so long as they're consenting adults. The general idea is that violence is morally inferior to persuasion. So you might want to persuade someone from getting out of a relationship that you think is bad for them. Fortunately, they still have the final say. So whether it's a intimate relationship between two lovers, or it's a relationship between an employer and employee, you still can persuade them as much as you want. You can all offer them alternatives. Tell them, here are 20 other jobs you can take. Here are other people you can date. Please don't do this. It's still their life. They have the right to engage in it. The minimum wage forcibly stops people from making a voluntary exchange by law. So it's not saying you should pay people more. It's saying if you don't pay people X for Y amount of time worked, we're going to put one or both of you in a cage and shoot you if you resist. The minimum wage is immoral. It's also important that we look at opportunities that are offered to us by people and say that they are better than nothing. So even if someone offers us an internship for $0.00 an hour and I have to work, 5 hours a day, 5 days a week, well, you're still acquiring skills, you can be achieving your goals, you're learning on the job ideas, you're gaining a mentor, you're getting experience, you're learning how to show up on time. A lot of great non-monetary benefits that would logically be outlawed if the minimum wage were enforced, because internships you don't get paid for. Also, college would be illegal if you embraced the idea of people having to get compensated for work that they do, because college is like hours of work every single day for $0.00, or usually you have to pay a ton of money. You go into a lot of debt to work, so it's okay if people work without getting paid. Entrepreneurs do it all the time. I tried running a business, I'd get like $2 an hour on average, but yeah, there's nothing wrong with taking that risk and engaging in that activity so long as both parties are consenting. So for the final point, it's better that we have entrepreneurs offering us $1, $2, $3, $5 an hour than the average person who offers us no job at all. So if it's bad to offer me $2 an hour, it's really bad to offer me nothing, $0 an hour. Here is the economic case against the minimum wage. Increasing the cost of something, let's call this X, will tend to lower consumption of X. This is widely recognized in how humans operate. So yes, there are odd cases of, increasing the price of something will make people think that it's more valuable, so more people will buy it. Generally speaking, if you triple the cost of something, fewer people will buy it. Joe Biden wants to double the minimum wage at the federal level from $7.25 to $15. So when you increase the cost of something, fewer people will purchase it. When you increase the cost of employing people, fewer people will be employed. The higher the price it is to employ people, you will start looking for higher quality, and that's all you will be looking for. This means you will be excluding people of lower quality, people that have fewer skills, people that have no on-the-job experience. Kid coming out of high school and guy who just graduated with an engineering degree should not be getting paid anything close to one another. Or, a kid who just needs something to do before his parents get home and he's at middle school. There's nothing wrong with offering opportunities to people. This also hurts smaller businesses who don't have the funds to compete with bigger businesses. As you're familiar with, a lot of small businesses go out of business already, so increasing their costs makes them less competitive with bigger firms like Walmart or Amazon. So because there are smaller businesses that are hurt, we have fewer businesses that exist in society, fewer places to shop. We have fewer job opportunities. Fewer people are able to employ you if you increase the cost of employing people. You just get fewer options. Because you have fewer businesses, you have less products of goods and services. So you have less of a choice of what you can buy and where. This leads to a higher price of goods due to less competition. This means people, instead of having jobs, get no job at all. They're more likely to go on welfare. More welfare means higher welfare receipts, which means higher taxation, either in the present or in the future. Because you have fewer people getting a job in their younger years, you have a smaller distribution of skills. This leads to income inequality. This leads to people to call for bigger government, which caused the problem in the first place. Three well-known economists who explain this in depth are Walter E. Williams, Milton Friedman, and Thomas Sowell. Now many people think, well, the minimum wage is how I stick it to the man. So even though they have no moral argument, they have no economic argument, they're at least standing up to the big guy. Amazon has already called for a minimum wage, and that is supposedly, you know, like the worst organization out there. They've embraced $15 an hour for themselves, which is fine. They have a right to do it, but they don't have the right to force others to demand payment or they get their business shut down. So, Bezos is calling for a national minimum wage increase. Doug McMullen, the current CEO of Walmart, is calling for a national increase to the minimum wage. And H. Lee Scott Jr. Told Congress directly to increase the minimum wage. So it, again, is the biggest companies advocating this. As Henry Hazlitt, author of Economics in One Lesson, said, the art of economics consists in looking not merely at the immediate, but at the longer effects of any act or policy. It consists in tracing the consequences of that policy, not merely for one group, but for all groups. So it's not enough to say, look, this person was getting the minimum wage, it increased, they're now getting that. Well, you're not able to see all the people that weren't hired, all the businesses that didn't start because they weren't able to afford it. Those people don't get media attention. You can also look at the research that even in 2018 and 2019, 765 commercial facilities left California. This is because it's getting extremely more and more expensive to operate in places like California or New York. 13,000 estimated businesses have left California between 2009 and 2016. So people do move. You do get less productivity. You get bigger government in California. You get a bigger homeless problem because fewer people have can comply with all the zoning laws to build property, which increases the price of housing, which increases the amount of homeless people, which increases suicides. So this is what government intervention does to people. Even the New York Times, January 14th, 1987, the right minimum wage, $0.00. So as far as listening to the science and listening to the experts, let's listen to the experts. There's a virtual consensus among economists that the minimum wage is an idea whose time has passed. Raising the minimum wage by a substantial amount would price working poor people out of the job market. A far better way to help them would be to subsidize their wages. And of course, like the New York Times, they ruin what was a good first sentence. But poor people are hurt by the minimum wage. Fewest skills, fewest opportunities. They're just not worth employing. That is the reality. And here is some empirical evidence. You have countries within the European Union higher minimum wage, the less likely they were to be employed, the more unemployment existed. This counts with not only the average person, but also with the youth. Johns Hopkins University interviewed a number of chief financial officers, and they all said, yes, as the price of something increases, I'm less likely to buy it. Just as you would be less likely to purchase something if the price increased by, you know, 20, 30, 100%. They're just, employers are just purchasing employment from an employee. There's no principled difference. We have the Bureau of Labor Statistics that tracks total teen unemployment and black teen unemployment rates. Higher the minimum wage, higher the unemployment rate, which is, of course, what you would expect in any system. However, economics and the technicality of what results sometimes to some people is all secondary to the moral case. Two consenting parties have the right to engage in any peaceful exchange. Violence is an immoral way of achieving your ends. Persuasion is a morally justified way of achieving your ends. You still allow people to make their own choices, pursue their own destiny, do what's right for them. And giving people an offer and the potential opportunity is a better situation than offering them nothing. Thank you for watching Keith Knight. Don't tread on anyone.